We'll look for a high today of 36. Before that storm comes through, winds pick up to 20 miles an hour. Overnight lows right on the freezing mark at 32 downtown.
Listen to breaking news wherever you go on the mobile app for KSL. Download from your phone's app store under KSL Radio. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 23rd day of December. Yeah, it's your last chance to get out there and go do some shopping. This is Utah's Morning News. In for Brian, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 28 degrees.
Southbound State Street is closed at 12 South. I'm Lynn Thomas.
Our top story this hour, German Chancellor Angela Merkel thanking police in Italy after two officers shot and killed the man suspected in the Christmas market attack.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Kent Bates live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Chancellor also says the investigation continues. With Anas Ombri killed outside a train station in Milan, there are now questions about how he was able to travel and why Italy.
A lot of people were saying, given the fact that he has spent 3.5 years in jail in Italy, he may have gone in that direction.
ABC's Tom Rivers, Amory apparently went to France before going to Italy. The hijacking of a Libyan plane is over. No one was hurt. The airliner diverted to the small island nation of Malta. There are reports the hijackers are seeking asylum. There's an unlikely group supporting North Carolina's so-called bathroom bill. Some transgender people say simply saying you are one gender is not enough.
Just because you identify as something, you can't sit there and say that you are that.
The state legislature failed to repeal that bill earlier this week. At least 90 people are missing after two rubber dinghies carrying migrants capsized off the coast of Italy. That raises the estimated death toll of migrants on the Mediterranean this year to 5,000. Flames shot out of an Orlando area hotel, forcing 80 people to evacuate. No one was hurt. It broke out in a section that is under construction. Reporting live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Kent Bates, KSL News Radio.
There is a stepped-up fight against terrorism across the world. In Australia, authorities say they've disrupted a terror plot to set off a series of Christmas bomb attacks.
We will continue to go about our lives as we always have. What these criminals seek to do is to kill, but they also seek to frighten us.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the suspects who were being monitored were inspired by ISIS.
Smartphone video shows a frightened boy dangling from his ski lift in Sundance, as well as his rescue. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live in Salt Lake City with more. Peter?
Well, Amanda, these were certainly harrowing moments for this young boy, just to say the least. You can hear his screams there. His backpack got stuck on a chair at Sundance Mountain Resort. He dangled from his shoulders high above the ground. A man recording with his smartphone tried to calm the boy as ski patrol arrived.
We know your arms are hurting, but just take some deep breaths.
I can't. They hurt so bad.
Try to keep your hands moving.
The video's on YouTube, and within minutes, ski patrol stopped the lift and rescued him. He wasn't hurt, just shaken up. A Sundance spokesman says this happens once in a while and reminds skiers to take as little gear with them up the slopes as possible. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Lehigh police have recovered a car involved in a short chase this morning, but they're still looking for the driver. Police say the chase began when someone called about a suspicious vehicle at a car dealership. The driver sideswiped a patrol car while trying to escape. They later found the car in Draper. Police say it had been stolen.
Search and rescue crews and police are still looking for an endangered person missing in Mill Creek Canyon. They say 24-year-old Blake Richardson is considered endangered because he is not dressed for the weather and is mentally ill. He has been missing since December 10th.
KSL Weather with Dan Guthrie. If you're headed out on a holiday road trip, today's your best chance.
Our holiday storm starts to move in tonight, mainly after about 8, 9 o'clock. We'll start to see it push into Utah from the west. With that, we're going to see it starting off as a rain-snow mix throughout most of the day on Saturday. Snow levels are going to be sitting right about at the benches or just a little bit above.
Dan says tomorrow afternoon into the evening hours, snow level drops into the valleys, possibly leaving several inches by your Christmas morning.
Some people may be panicking today because it's the day before Christmas, and they are not done shopping. It will be a busy day at the store. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live to explain. Mary?
Well, Amanda, it's going to feel a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger did in Jingle All the Way today.
I'm trying to find the Turbo Man doll.
Me too, me too.
Do you have any more in the back?
Where have you guys been?
The popular gifts probably gone. Many stores have extended hours today and tomorrow. It's actually not too late for some online ordering if you want to pay a lot for express shipping. Package deliveries are happening Sunday, Christmas Day. Or order online and pick up in store, like Walmart.com says you can do that until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
With just one more shopping day left, ABC's Daria Albinger has some tips on some popular last-minute gift ideas.
With Christmas Eve and the first night of Hanukkah just one day away, time is running out, procrastinators, and gift cards may be starting to look pretty good right now for some people on your shopping list. Todd Marks at Consumer Reports says, yes, they're one size fits all, but you need to put some thought into them.
I knew somebody who just got a gift card to Outback Steakhouse, in fact. Guess what? They had become vegan in the past year.
And to save money, buy them directly from the place where they'll be used, not a third-party provider like a grocery store. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Look, if you become a vegan, you need to tell people.
So the relatives know not to send you meat.
Right. Okay, coming up on KSL, a great surprise for a Cedar City woman who's been battling cancer.
Plus, we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
State Street remains closed southbound at 1100 South. You need to find an alternate there, but there's very few cars on the roads to cause delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:05.
It's the final days until Christmas. Is your shopping done? If not, Cal Ranch is here to save the day. Find huge savings in every department this week, like 20% off pet beds. Toys and games are 30% off. And save 30% off all kids' and ladies' coats, jackets, and vests, plus all red tag clothing. Footwear and accessories are an additional 25% off the lowest marked price. And red tagged items in all other departments are 10% off the lowest price. And on Christmas Eve, purchase a Cal Ranch bucket for $2.99 and save 10% off everything you can fit inside. Also on Christmas Eve only, we have gift cards 5% off any amount. So Cal Ranch has you covered. Your home and ranch store and so much more for Christmas.
We're your Cal Ranch store, a ranch and home store, and so much more.
Is your shopping done yet? Let Cal Ranch help. Find huge savings all this week at Cal Ranch.
$4,000 off your Jeep Wrangler. Come see Doug Smith now during the Big Finish event and drive home your new Wrangler with savings of up to $4,000 off MSRP on any new 2016 Jeep Wrangler in stock. Everyone qualifies for these savings, OAC. Doug Smith, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and American Fork and Spanish Fork. Online at heydoug.net.
Hey, Doug.
Savings include dealer discount on select 2016 Wranglers in stock. Must finance with Chrysler Capital OAC. For trucks in Utah County, Doug Smith's got you covered. In American Fork and Spanish Fork, Doug can get you up to 20% off MSRP on your new 2016 Ram Heavy Duty 4x4. Now during the Big Finish event, everyone qualifies for these savings OAC. So when you come to a fork in the road, take it to Doug Smith Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in American Fork and now in Spanish Fork.
And,
savings include dealer discount on select 2016 Ram Heavy Duties in stock. Must finance with Chrysler Capital OAC.
We're Utah's only all-news morning show, and we talk news all day. Brian and Amanda, Doug Wright, J-Mac, they're why we're Utah's news station.
If you're just joining us this morning, maybe you've got the day off. Thanks for at least joining us for Utah's morning news. German Chancellor Angela Merkel thanking police in Italy who shot to death the suspect from their Christmas market attack in Berlin.
A former lottery computer administrator from Iowa and a friend of his from Texas have now been charged in Wisconsin for trying to rig the lottery. This sounds like a movie. Documents claim one of the men who worked for the Multi-State Lottery Association in Iowa modified computer data so he could pick a winning number for the Wisconsin Megabucks game. One of those numbers won a jackpot of nearly $800,000.
Where's Brad Pitt when you need him for an Ocean's 18? A Cedar City woman battling cancer gets a mass show of support from people in her community. What a great story. Details from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Rochelle Hughes went through 6 grueling months of chemotherapy, but her husband wanted to do something special for her last treatment. But even he was surprised to see hundreds of people for several city blocks outside lining up to wish her well and showing signs of support. Hughes was crying with gratitude and thanked the people along the way.
Hughes is urging all women to have a mammogram, which she says saved her life. KSL News Time 8:09, Triple Team Traffic starts with Heather Kelly.
Well, the only two issues that are really huge right now are on State Street near downtown Salt Lake. If you're southbound, you will be diverted at 1100 South because State Street is completely shut down on the southbound side right now while crews put out a fire. And then for those of you who normally take the commuter rail between Daybreak and Fashion Place Mall, there's a bus bridge in place that's taking an extra long time. It's still a pretty good way to go, but in case you're in a hurry, you might want to consider alternate forms of transportation. No delays on the major freeways. Eric Butler.
And I-15 in Utah County is also looking good if you're heading through the mountains. 189 from Orem up to Heber City. Dry roads there, and just got to look at the cameras on I-80 up to Parley Summit. That looks pretty dry too. Len Thomas.
Moving with a nice pattern this morning through Davis County, heading southbound. A few schools out and some people not having to go to work this morning, making for a nice, somewhat of a sparse drive this morning. You're looking good, pretty good into the downtown area. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look now at when that snow is coming. Here is Dan Guthrie.
Well, if you're traveling outside of somewhere locally, today's likely going to be the best day to travel because Saturday will be a mess. Today, up to 36 degrees. We'll have increasing clouds throughout the day and winds out of the south around 20 miles per hour. As we hit the evening, 8, 9 o'clock, that's when showers are going to start to push in from the west. And once it's here, that's going to make a mess throughout the day on Saturday, resulting in some snow by the time you wake up on Christmas morning. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Still 27 degrees downtown.
Are you traveling today? If you are, and it's safe for you to text, I'd love to know where you're going. Because I'm just curious about where everybody flies. I used to make this big triangle trip every Christmas. We'd go to California and then to Pennsylvania and then back here.
And you were exhausted.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
You needed a vacation from your vacation.
We got stuck in Chicago one year on Christmas Eve trying to make that triangle trip. But we got a text from somebody earlier that said they were going to San Diego. We will check in a moment at Reagan National Airport, see what it's like there. Coming up on Utah's Morning News.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM Utah's News, Traffic, Weather, and BYU Cougar Station.
Second Christmas countdown at Sound Warehouse is in full swing. Santa has until Saturday to be a hero. Special last-second prices at all three Sound Warehouse locations. Base package, sexy carpeted enclosure, and a 10-inch Rockford Fosgate woofer. $68. And with AM/FM CD with USB, $69. One channel mono amplifier, $59. Rockin' Santa's sleigh for over 37 years. Now, Gephardt approved. Check out our 90-day payment option. No credit needed. Rockford Fosgate coaxial car speakers starting at $39. Bluetooth car stereos for crystal clear cell phone calling starting at $79. Dump the ice scraper. Sound Warehouse has a huge selection of remote car starts. Make it easy for both the naughty and nice with a Sound Warehouse gift certificate. Pioneer AM/FM in-dash video monitor with USB and Bluetooth, $199. Hurry, time is short. Buying must be fast. Last second prices at Sound Warehouse. Check out this week's City Weekly. Go to soundwarehouse.com. 2763 South State Salt Lake, 28th and Wall Ogden, 1680 North State Oro. Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Let's see, there's holiday travel, Christmas shopping, hosting Thanksgiving. This time of year gets expensive. How'd you like to get 1.5% back on every single penny you spend? You can with the Power Cashback credit card. Get 1.5% back on every single swipe, every charge, online purchases, checkout line purchases. The Power Cashback credit card from Security Service Federal Credit Union. Apply now and get a $100 bonus, an extra $100 cash back if you spend $500 in the first 90 days. The holidays are coming. You'll get the $100 bonus easy. The Power Cashback card gets better. It gives you a 2-year extended warranty on purchases and 120-day price protection. Go to ssfcu.org/cashback for instant approval, or visit any of the 14 security service branches in Utah and get the Power Cashback card on the spot.
Membership eligibility required. Subject to credit approval. Existing or previous account holders may not be eligible for one-time $100 bonus. Visit a branch or ssfcu.org for details.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Do you love your house but hate your kitchen? If you want your old kitchen or bath completely new again, totally remodeled and updated to your taste, style, and specifications in just 3 days, call 3-day kitchen and bath. And we mean a complete custom remodel from floor to ceiling in just 3 days, including a 100% satisfaction guarantee with our quality and craftsmanship, where you don't pay. No hassle, no stress. We even bring our mobile showroom to you, and you'll be our guest at the Marriott while we work our magic creating your dream kitchen or bath. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free copy of the Kitchen and Bath Remodeling Guide, plus $500 off a complete bathroom remodel with a kitchen and a free design consultation.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
It's a Christmas Eve tradition. This year it's Christmas Eve Eve when Santa Claus joins us on the Doug Wright Show here at KSL. Phone lines will be open on Christmas Eve Eve beginning at 11 a.m. Have your kids call in for Santa Claus.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
travel today if you can. A series of storms are coming in and we could get a lot of snow Saturday into Sunday. And those mountain passes will be bad. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Secondly, high police have recovered a stolen vehicle they say was involved in a short chase this morning. The suspect, who they say sideswiped an officer's car during the chase, got away.
Third, even downtown, it's a little quieter today, Heather.
It sure is, but we have a new crash. Northbound I-15, it's in between 3300 South and the ID interchange in South Salt Lake. Two left-hand lanes are blocked, Fastlane HOV and the right shoulder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our holiday storm moves in for the weekend starting tonight. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, downtown 28 degrees.
With KSL's top national story.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. German Chancellor Angela Merkel confirming through a translator that the Berlin Christmas market terror suspect, Anas Emri, has been shot and killed in Italy.
During the night, the person searched for Mr. Emri was killed after he had opened fire on a police patrol.
In Berlin, ABC's Matt Gutman.
The Italians immediately informed Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel about the shooting and the fact that Anas Emri was dead. But the question is, what was he doing in Milan? Was he trying to meet up with somebody or some people? Those are questions that are going to be asked by intelligence agencies here for a long time coming. And as well, how did he manage to get out of Germany and into Italy without being detected?
The investigation goes on. That hijacking in Malta appears to be over. The hijackers, who came from Libya, had let the passengers off slowly this morning. And with the last few minutes, the prime minister says the final crew members left the plane with the hijackers. More than 5 million people are traveling through this nation's airports. ABC's David Curley is at one of them, Reagan National in Washington.
Today, along with yesterday, two of the busiest holiday travel days. Right now at Reagan National Airport, the line coming into security snakes almost to the middle of the terminal. The good news is it seems to be moving. And even better news, the weather doesn't appear that it's going to affect travel dramatically today.
And if you still don't have your shopping done, there's hope if you live in one of Amazon's 30 metro areas.
They're offering what they're calling their Procrastinator's Delight, which is you can order through 9:45 p.m. on Christmas Eve and get your gifts on your doorstep by midnight. That's the Amazon guarantee for people this year, especially if you are truly waiting up right until that last second on something that's hard to come by.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Walmart and Kohl's letting you buy something online, pick it up right through Christmas Eve. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth on that holiday travel rush and long line showing up at airports this morning around the country, in part because of some winter storms.
ABC's David Curley has more now from Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C.
Overnight flood watches and blizzard warnings causing weather alerts in 19 states as two storms preparing to barrel from the West Coast to the plains this holiday weekend. The winter weather causing travel trouble. On one of the busiest days of the holiday travel season, delays rippling throughout the country because of trouble in Tinseltown. Day-long delays in Los Angeles. They're doing runway construction during the holiday rush.
We've been in this airport for almost 24 hours trying to get out.
It rippled to Denver.
I just got here and I parked and flight's already delayed 2 hours.
And Philadelphia.
You definitely have to come early and just be mentally prepared to stand in line and wait.
At Newark Airport, delays of an hour reported.
The flight was being delayed and delayed and delayed.
Major traffic tie-ups outside the terminals with many travelers seeing red. One driver in upstate New York skidding into the back of a snowplow. And in California, this car was stranded on a flooded road. The only way out, firefighters had to rescue the driver through the sunroof.
You know, the amazing thing, think about it, a third of Americans are traveling for this holiday. And at the end of tonight, over the past 48 hours, 5 million Americans will have flown, We hope they get home for the holidays.
Somebody who's listening just texted, I'm headed to the airport to pick my kids up from Phoenix. We'll have 24 of us for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's a large group.
Be careful what you ask
How
for.
How do you cook for 24? Have you ever cooked for 24?
I've cooked for 18.
Wow.
And what you do is you enlist everybody's help.
Yeah.
Everybody brings a side dish. I'll put the turkey in the oven.
I think nine is our group. Nine or 10. But 24, that's a whole different box. Yeah. That's good. Delegate. A
lot of mouths to feed. All right. That is the In-Depth, of course, at 15 and 45.
Right now, 819, Triple Team Traffic. And we start with you, Heather.
Well, we're looking at a crash now on northbound I-15. It's approaching the I-80 interchange in South Salt Lake. You've got two left-hand lanes blocked. That's the HOV lane and the fast lane. And both shoulders. So cars are feeling like they're being funneled through there. And it's slowing everybody down. You're backing up almost to 45th South and Murray. And then we still have State Street completely shut down southbound at 1100 South near downtown Salt Lake. That's due to an earlier apartment fire. They are trying to get that cleaned up, though. All the other freeways, though, are moving along pretty nicely around the Salt Lake Valley. Eric Butler?
Down in Utah County, we've got a little bit of congestion over in the south end of Provo, 300 South, right around University Avenue. Other than that, things are looking pretty quiet. Northbound I-15 from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal 20-minute travel time. Lynn Thomas?
We're looking at a pretty good drive in Davis County. From Ogden all the way to downtown Salt Lake City, take you about a half an hour. There's really no delays. A little bit of slowing in Bountiful as you get off on 500 West. Otherwise, those ramps are getting a little bit tight in Centerville, and you're in good shape. Stop by Siegel Book for meaningful gifts for less. This year's must-have family Christmas DVDs, The Christmas Project and Christmas Dress, both heartwarming films on sale for 25% off at Siegel Book. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Time for the 7-day forecast on KSL, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Dan, here it comes.
Yeah, most people probably only care about the next 3 days with we have going on. Today, guys, a quiet day. We'll actually start off with a little sunshine, but we'll have increasing clouds from the west throughout the day. And showers will cross the Nevada-Utah border around 9 o'clock tonight. And it's going to be a rain-snow mix for the valleys and northern Utah benches. You're going to be right at that snow level. Southern Utah, most of those valleys are high enough that it's all going to be snow there. And then it's going to transition to snow for northern Utah and the valleys tomorrow night, accumulating snow by the time you wake up. So that's why if you're traveling tomorrow, definitely plan some extra time because it's going to be slow going on the roadways, especially in those higher passes.
And do it earlier rather than later.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah, I've advised coworkers are asking me when should I leave. It's like today.
Today.
And they actually all did.
All right, smart. All right, Merry Christmas to you, Dan.
Yep, you too, guys.
Right now, 28 downtown.
One of the ski resorts was posting, we must be on Santa's nice list because we're getting some new snow for Christmas.
Yeah.
We'll find out who's on the naughty and nice list today, won't we?
I suspect I'm on the naughty list.
Oh, you are not.
I'm not quite sure. Hey, I had the coolest experience yesterday. You know, we've got an abbreviated version of the movie show today, and then Santa Claus will join us just before 12 o'clock noon, as he always does. So get ready to get your kids on the line. And several people already have asked me. Some of our colleagues here at KSL have asked. It's area code 801 KSL Talk
yeah,
to talk
great.
To Santa Claus. But yesterday, you know, the symphony is doing something so cool tonight, tomorrow night, and on January 3rd, and they're presenting the very first Harry Potter movie, and they are doing the score. They invited me to come over yesterday afternoon and sit on part of the rehearsal for that and have the chance to talk with Justin Freer, who is going to be conducting the orchestra during the movie, and some of the musicians. So I talked with Eric, the percussionist. I also talked with a great person who's on the clarinet, Aaron. We're going to share some of their comments. And they said, if you think this is fluff, back off, dude, because this is hard
to
do.
They're doing it real time with the video?
Real time. I've seen this before, but it is amazing, and especially on the clarinet. She said, you know those flying scenes? That's where the clarinets go kind of crazy. There's a lot of flying scenes, the Quidditch and so on.
Ooh.
She said, this is really hard stuff. This is the beautiful John Williams score.
Mm.
And so I'm really excited.
Wow.
Our family is good. If the kids are listening, don't tune out for a second.
So I may have my son call Santa today, if that's okay.
Oh, you've got to.
All right.
You've got to. And then we'll be talking about new movies that are opening and more.
Okay, very good. Coming up on The Doug Wright Show, where news breaks and Santa comes in Utah.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique 3-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5251 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-795-5251 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5251. That's 800-795-5251. Call now.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. You know, I get a lot of emails with questions from customers, and here's one. Dear Dan, I love to do business at your stores, but I have a lot of Apple and PC stuff. It's too bad because I like doing business with local people. I wish there was a way to make all of my gadgets work together. Signed, Scattered. Dear Scattered, Windows, Mac, Android, we can make all of them sync up for you. Your phone, tablet, and PC, they'll all be one big, happy, diverse family. So Scattered, bring in all your Apple and PC stuff. Now that's comfort and peace of mind. Get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for just $799 with a lifetime parts and labor warranty at any PC Laptops location while supplies last. $799, you can't beat that deal. Please visit any one of our locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com.
Take a look at Utah's money, beginning with KSL Drives, brought to you by Ken Garv, Volvo Safety First. A New York City advocacy group says a third-party Uber driver has been deemed to have been an employee of the company, not a contractor. Why is that important? Well, Uber is appealing the decision because it would mean that Uber would need to provide benefits for their drivers.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is down 7 points. We're at 19,911. The NASDAQ is up 1.5, and the S&P right now is up 0.12.
The JMAC News Show this afternoon from 12:30 to 3 on KSL. JMAC wonders where people's sense of civility has gone.
You know, I've just been sitting here contemplating these bad acts, people behaving badly. You have the man who assaulted, verbally assaulted Ivanka Trump on the plane. You have Salt Lake City council members receiving threats of violence because of where they decided to put the homeless shelters. You have the woman in Kentucky verbally assaulting the woman who cut in front of her in line, calling her somebody who needs to go back to her own country, and this is America, speak English. Have we really lost all sense of civility here? Do we really believe that this is the proper course of action instead of using the representation that we've been given? And when we lose in the arena of ideas, we buckle down and we go win again. More JMAC coming up today at 12:30 on KSL News Radio.
Utah Gives Back now, brought to you by KSL and Select Health, a daily story about people in need and the Utahns doing good work to help them. Here is Select Health Community Relations Manager Greg Reed.
During this holiday season, Select Health would like to acknowledge all of the local organizations and volunteers making a difference in our communities across our great state. Utah Gives Back is a program that brings together the collective efforts of many. In 2016, we were able to gather volunteers to give their time and resources at Friends for Sight, Habitat for Humanity's Restore, Legacy of Lowell Day of Service, and the Road Homes Palmer Court. Through these events, we were able to improve lives and better our communities, and we are thankful for your support. To be involved in future events, visit utahgivesback.com. This coming year, make a resolution to give year-round, and not just during the holidays. Find an organization with a cause that's close to your heart and support them. Volunteer your time or make a donation or contribution. Let's all take time for one small act. Select Health looks forward to recognizing 52 more organizations in 2017 and showcasing their dedication to our communities. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
A Christmas wish from KSL News Radio.
For me, I'll always remember that Christmas when we had three full Christmas dinners left on our front porch. We were not very well off, and people helped us out. I'll never forget that.
Being a mom at Christmas is the best. I get to take my kids to Christmas Eve Mass. They don't always like it, but that's okay. And then I give them a homemade ornament.
Merry Christmas and holiday joy to you and your family. From Jay McFarland, KSL 5's Debbie Dejanovic, and KSL News Radio.
Coming up on 829, let's get another look at triple team traffic. Three times more eyes on the road. Here's Heather.
All lanes of travel are now stopped right now. Northbound I-15, just after the 33rd South exit. We have a crash that had been blocking a couple of left-hand lanes. Now it looks like they're shutting all those lanes down to try to maybe move people over to the left side of the freeway. Eric?
In Utah County, no problems on I-15. Normal speeds from Provo to the Point. Lynn?
Looking pretty good in Davis County. No delays. Ogden all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look now at traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And the weather forecast has snow in it. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Well, we've kind of got a little bit of a cold pool stuck in the valleys, a little bit of an inversion, if you will. Therefore, temperatures, once again, are going to try and make their way into the upper 30s. We'll likely settle in the mid-30s in most locations. We're also going to have a little bit of a breeze out of the south today. That'll try and mix up the air a little bit. But overall, we'll have increasing clouds. And as we make our way into the evening hours, about 8, 9 o'clock, that's when we'll start to have shower activity pushing in from the west. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 28 degrees.
Well, we got to northbound I-15 just opened about 3200 south. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this half hour, the rain and snow coming for Christmas, but if you have to drive somewhere, be careful.
In fact, forecasters say today might be the best day to leave. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
UDOT says plan ahead. By tonight, snow, ice, and gusty winds could be hitting mountain passes on I-15, I-80, I-70, and I-84. KSL meteorologist Dan Guthrie talks about the storm.
And it's going to barrel its way straight towards Utah over the next 24 to 48 hours. It's going to arrive tonight, but we're going to deal with this thing in some locations until Sunday afternoon.
Many people will be driving at some point this weekend, even just for a few miles. The Highway Patrol says be patient and remember how to drive in the snow. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's getaway day for millions of Americans. ABC's Ryan Burrow is at Chicago's O'Hare, one of the busiest travel spots in the nation.
Friday is expected to be the busiest travel day of the year-end holidays at Chicago's airports. More than 200,000 people expected to pass through O'Hare today alone.
Where are you guys headed to?
Mexico. Tampa, Florida.
It's a Phoenix.
It is crowded. Occasionally, the security lines back up, but they are moving, and it doesn't take long for them to go back down.
Oh, it looks great. I mean, hopefully no problems.
The morning departures and arrivals board show no major delays or cancellations. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
A bus bridge is expected to remain in place until about noon for the tracks route at the Old Bingham Highway and 40th West. The UTA says a freight train on a different track derailed, restricting the path of tracks trains.
Southbound State Street closed right now at about 13 South because of a fire. Salt Lake fire officials say that fire, which was in an apartment above a business, is out. No injuries are reported, but fire equipment still blocking the road.
Police in Italy shot and killed the man wanted for the deadly Christmas market attack. KSL's top national stories this hour with Kent Bates live at the KSL National News Desk.
Two patrol officers say they stopped a man who was acting suspicious outside a train station. When they asked for papers, Anas Amri pulled out a gun and shot one of the officers before the other shot and killed Amri. Investigators believe Amri left Germany, went to France, then Italy.
Officials are going to be asking whether or not he was trying to meet up with another ISIS cell, whether or not there are other operatives working either here in Germany or in France.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Back in Germany, police say they interrupted additional terrorist plans.
Two brothers had been arrested on suspicion of planning an attack on the Oberhausen shopping center.
Those two brothers are from Kosovo. And in Australia, police say they interrupted plans to set off a series of Christmas bombs in Melbourne. Two men hijacked a Libyan airliner diverting to the small island nation of Malta. Everyone got off safely. The hijackers are seeking asylum. The president-elect says his tweet about expanding nuclear capabilities until the world, quote, comes to its senses, was really just about improving deterrence in the face of the threat of proliferation. Vladimir Putin says he would visit the U.S. if President-elect Donald Trump invites him, and he says he sees nothing unusual in Trump's pledge to strengthen the U.S. nuclear forces. Reporting live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Kent Bates, KSL News Radio.
The search for a gunman who shot and killed a 3-year-old boy in an apparent road rage attack appears to be at an end.
33-year-old Gary Holmes was arrested late Thursday when he surrendered to police. He's been charged with terroristic acts and capital murder, according to Pulaski County Sheriff's Lieutenant Cody Burke.
When we had someone up there wanted for
murder. It's good to have them up the street.
Police say 3-year-old Asen King was being taken on a shopping trip by his grandmother on December 17 when a driver opened fire on the grandmother's car because he thought she wasn't moving fast enough at a stop sign. Todd Ant, ABC News.
No verdict in the corruption trial of a former Los Angeles County sheriff after jurors deadlocked 11-1. Former Sheriff Lee Baca is accused of trying to derail a federal investigation into inmate beatings of deputies. He says supporters, God, and even homeless people got him through the trial.
This is what America thrives on, is jurors that really care and aren't caught up in negativity that may come to their thoughts.
Federal prosecutors are now said to be trying to decide if they want to seek to retry the case.
In the season of giving, a holiday man gives in a big way for a future homeless shelter in Salt Lake.
One of the four new centers gets $4 million from Pat King of Holiday. It'll serve homeless women and be named for King's late mother, Geraldine. He says his single mother of seven children once received public assistance, but never had a problem she couldn't pray her way out of. King says Geraldine taught his siblings to help others in need, even when she raised four of his cousins. King adds his mother wouldn't need the recognition she'll get when the shelter opens. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, a long road home for a Philadelphia man.
And triple team traffic.
You're going to run into stop and go traffic northbound 15 between 45th and 33rd South due to an accident blocking two left lanes. And State Street is now open at 1100 South. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A good Friday morning to you, Christmas Eve Eve, or Christmas Adam, as we've heard it's been called. KSL News Time is 8:35.
Hello, I'm Fui Kinikini, the showroom sales manager for Court Furniture. Are you getting married, going to school, moving, running a business, or simply need some furniture upgrades? Court Clearance Center has incredible options, both used and new, with a wide variety of furniture solutions, like a coffee and end table starting at $49, five-piece dining set starting at $149, desk and chair or sofa and chair set starting at $199, and $249 for a beautiful four-piece bedroom package. All of our products are commercial grade, meaning they're built to last. And the best part is, this is not the kind of stuff you pull out of a box and put together. If you stop by today, reference this KSL radio ad, you'll get an automatic 15% off your next purchase. Come on by and see us. You'll find Court Furniture at 1381 South Swanner Road, right off the California Avenue and I-215. Or visit court.com, C-O-R-T.com. That's court.com.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Wounded Warrior Project provides these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So now it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Join us at findwwp.org.
Isn't it good to know anytime you come to KSL, our team gives you exactly what you need? We're on constant alert at KSL News Radio. A
couple of things are going to slow you down if you are on the roads today. State Street, 13th South, there are still some fire trucks on the scene there of a fire that is now out. And we had no injuries, but that's going to slow you down. Also, tracks around 40th South, I believe. There was a freight train that derailed, which didn't leave enough room for the tracks train to get through. So it is being held up at the moment. A bus bridge is being utilized at this moment.
A Philadelphia man who left home to drive to a neighborhood store somehow ended up 900 miles away in Alabama 2 days later. He is safely back with his family thanks to police officers who realized something wasn't right. They say the 89-year-old man approached them at a restaurant and asked them where he was. They said he looked surprised when they said, Haleyville, Alabama. They got him medical attention and contacted his family, who flew to Alabama to be reunited with him.
Back with his family.
Wow.
Hey, just in time for Christmas, Meadowlark Elementary in Salt Lake has a brand new looking library and lots of new books to read. Something librarian Michelle Edgley says was really needed.
Most of our kids don't, and we have a lot of parents that don't read. So there's no one to read to them at home. So what they get here.
Happy to tell you that KSL's Read Today team and some of our partners got together, donated $20,000 worth of new books, some new furniture, and even a new paint job.
That is so wonderful. Sports now. BYU finishes their non-conference season 9-4 after beating Cal State Bakersfield 81-71. Nick Emery was on fire from the three-point line.
Throws into Emery. Emery launches. Wow! A fall-away three-pointer left corner
Late in the shot clock, Nick Emery.
Emery hit 5 3-pointers and scored 23 points in the game. He says he's shooting a lot better than earlier in the season.
You know, it helps when I actually think of what shots I'm taking. You know, at the beginning of the year, I was taking bad shots, and I would get frustrated and that my good shots wouldn't go in. And so I think I've slowed down, and I feel confident now.
That's good. Freshman Yuli Child scored 19 points and pulled down 12 rebounds in the win. So they're looking good, Tim.
Glad to hear that Mr. Rubel still had a voice after football the night before.
Oh, I know.
Which was a late game and then had to turn right around and do basketball the next night.
Amazing. It's 8:39 now. Let's get a look at triple team traffic. And we start with you, Heather. Any better on the freeway there?
Well, things are a little bit better because now all the lanes are open. UHP shut down all the lanes for about 3 minutes just to get some debris out of the way and move some cars over to the right side of the freeway, but you still have the HOV lane and the left shoulder closed as well as the right shoulder blocked. So cars are being funneled and they're still stop and go between 45th South and 33rd South on northbound I-15. Good news, State Street is reopened in the downtown area. That was southbound, but you still have the bus bridge in place between Daybreak and Fashion Place Mall if you normally take tracks through there. Eric Butler.
In Utah County, I-15 rolling right along. No problems this morning from Springville and Provo up through Lehigh all the way to Point of the Mountain. The city streets just getting a little bit busier near the freeway, University Parkway, for instance, in Orem between State Street and I-15. Len Thomas.
Looking pretty good as you drive through Davis County. There's no snow yet, and the roads are looking pretty good there all the way through Woods Cross, North Salt Lake, and Legacy Parkway is looking smooth into town as well. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Boy, we're going to get more than we thought out of this storm. Maybe 8 to 10 along the benches and 4 to 6 on the valley floors. Let's go to Dan in the Weather Center.
Well, if you're doing any traveling other than locally, today is the best day to travel weather-wise. A high up to 36 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. We actually will have increasing clouds throughout the day, so more sunshine in the morning. By the afternoon, a little more cloudy. Winds will be out of the southeast around 20 miles per hour, and then once we hit the evening, about 8, 9 o'clock, that's when storms will start to roll in from the west, and they'll be here for the holiday weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We got some sunshine this hour, 28 degrees downtown.
This is the busiest shopping day of the year for men.
Not a surprise.
How many men do all of their shopping today? We'll meet one. Oh, you too?
Well, I did some yesterday.
Okay. Mark Duke, who's going to take off his news hat and put on his I'm a man doing all my shopping today hat. That's coming up next on KSL.
We're going to try and make each other feel better about this whole thing. That's it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM Utah's News, Traffic, Weather, and BYU Cougar State.
Low book sales, but low book dreaming of a low book. Christmas, because I need a brand new car, where the salesmen listen, and the paint jobs glisten, and the prices are so very low,
so low,
so low,
so low.
Oh, I'm
low book salesman, low book. Low book sale,
where the salesmen listen and the paint jobs glisten.
Lowbooksales.com.
The magazine ads make winter in Utah look like it's all sipping coca while skiing moguls. But KSL Local knows winter also brings more practical concerns. Furnace need a tune-up? Read customer reviews of local HVAC companies. Got a leaky roof that won't hold up to another Utah winter? KSL Local knows a guy. Got a million little projects to finish before the snow flies? They'll help you find a handyman. Find the best local businesses at KSLLocal.com so you can focus on that cocoa.
Cal Ranch Stores are your shooting outfitters. And this holiday season, we have the best rebates on all your firearm and ammo needs. Receive a $25 rebate when you purchase $50 in Federal Power Shock or Fusion ammo and a new Savage Centerfire rifle. Or get up to a $5 rebate when you buy two boxes of Fusion or Federal Power Shock rifle ammo. And don't forget about the optics. Get a $20 rebate with purchase of any Simmons laser rangefinder or rifle scope. And hone in those shooting skills with targets and get a $10 rebate when you buy $50 in Duracell targets. See store for details or visit CalRanch.com for rebate forms. Cal Ranch, a ranch and home store, and so much more.
We're your Cal Ranch store, a ranch and home store, and so much more.
It's a Christmas Eve tradition. This year it's Christmas Eve Eve when Santa Claus joins us on the Doug Wright Show here at KSL. Phone lines will be open on Christmas Eve Eve beginning at 11 a.m. Have your kids call in for Santa Claus.
KSL News Time, 844, with the three things you need to know this hour. First, investigators are on the scene of a small fire in an apartment on State Street. That fire was above a business. That fire was quickly extinguished. No injuries reported.
Second, if you're getting out of town, forecasters say today may be the best day. Rain is expected to start falling in the valleys late tonight. It will be snow by Sunday morning.
Third, let's check your traffic.
We are looking at some slowdowns northbound I-15 between 45th South and 33rd South. On any other day, it might be emergency traffic, but there's so few cars on the roadway right now, not causing huge delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our holiday storm moves in for the weekend starting tonight. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 28 degrees.
With KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel confirming that the Berlin Christmas market suspect, Anas Amri, was killed in a shootout with police in Milan, Italy. Merkel, through a translator, says teamwork is what carried the day.
Terrorism is a challenge for all of us, and it is good to know how resolutely and how well we work together in Europe and across Europe and outside Europe.
The suspect may have been killed, but the questions about how and why he went to Italy persist.
Officials are going to be asking whether or not he was trying to meet up with another ISIS cell, whether or not there are other operatives working either here in Germany or in France, which he may have traveled through, or in Italy, where he ended up.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Berlin. A hijacking has ended in Malta. The plane was diverted there from Libya. The hijacker surrendered after letting all the passengers and crew off. No one was hurt. It's getaway day for millions of Americans. So far, the weather has not been a problem. Not too many airline delays or cancellations. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. If you're a gift-buying procrastinator, you're certainly not alone. In fact, we're told today will be the busiest day for some people just beginning their Christmas shopping, most of them men.
KSL News Radio's Mark Juke is with us to report some retailers are hoping to cash in on those of you who put it off to the very end. So, Mark, you are both reporter and editor extraordinaire, and you are also a man who is putting off your shopping until the very last minute. Thank you for outing yourself with us today.
He started yesterday.
Okay, you started yesterday.
I did start yesterday with my kid in the store, and I was so proud of him because he walked into the store, said, "That looks good," grabbed it, and said, "Let's buy it," and he walked out. I thought, "That's my boy."
I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who can relate because they're just starting. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for that it makes you a little frenzied.
And I thought about this. From a reporter perspective, there's nothing like a deadline. Right, Tim?
Right.
And so when that deadline looms, you get it done. But if it's still a little in the past, it's like, okay, I got other priorities. Let's get this other thing done first. So, but I want to tell you that retailers are offering some incentives, some last-minute deals, but you have to pay a little bit for them
to some degree.
Well, like Amazon, if you get on Amazon, there are some last-minute things you can get on, and you can get them still shipped by Christmas Eve. But guess what? You might have to pay a little extra for the shipping. However, some stores are offering what they call procrastinators discounts and things like that because the stores have stocked up on these items. And if they're looking now a day, 2 days ahead, and they still have, you know, the shelves in the front and the back full of this item, they might be willing to give you a discount. In fact, ABC did a report on this, and the reporter they spoke with said, you know, it doesn't hurt sometimes to try to haggle a price even, and you might get a good price. But also on the other end of that, typically a lot of people, these last-minute shoppers, what do? You walk into the store and say, okay, I'm desperate. That looks good. And you just grab it off the shelf, full price. Maybe you're not getting exactly what you're looking for. And so that, you know, can be a double-edged sword.
I'm guilty as charged. I did a little of that yesterday. And really, you're not going to get brownie points because most of the time, since you are just grabbing whatever that is off the shelf, there isn't as much thought put into it. Yeah. And it may not be the perfect thing that's going to make your significant other happy?
Well, you know, and I've done that. I've done both things. So I have actually built something for a gift, which was really nice, and I spent a lot of time. But I have to admit, it was still a little pain sticky when it was on. You know, again, it's that deadline thing, I guess. But
and the thought really does count.
Well, it is.
I can't speak on behalf of all women, but yeah, it is the thought that really does count. I don't want you to make yourselves crazy today, and we should all just take a deep breath.
No, and honestly, that's the big thing, is when you get into the malls and things like that, and you know there will be lines, and you know there will be crowds, people just, especially in this environment right now, probably ought to just learn to take it easy, take a breath, realize it's going to be what it is. It's going to be the hustle and bustle.
My challenge yesterday was they had what I wanted to buy, but they didn't have the right size. All the smalls were gone. Mm-hmm. You know, only mediums and larges.
Do you know what I'm going to do today? I am going to let somebody go in front of me.
There you go.
Just for the thrill of letting somebody harry
go in front
of me. I hope the
person you doesn't get...
It's almost like buying the person's coffee behind you, or the person's hamburger behind
and
you.
And have them look at you like you are crazy.
Like, look at this crazy woman letting us go. I'm going to take a harried person. I'm going to let them go in front of me.
That'd be awesome.
Mark, may the force be with you today.
Thank you.
All right.
KSL News Time 8:49. Let's go back outside, see what's happening on the roads. Triple team traffic starts with Heather Kelly.
Well, now we are going to need emergency traffic. We've got a new crash northbound I-15 at the top of the on-ramp from 600 North in Salt Lake. Now, originally this car rolled, wound up on its wheels, blocking a couple of center lanes. Right now, all lanes are completely shut down at 600 North. So traffic is stopped and backed up into downtown Salt Lake. Again, that'll be emergency traffic. And before you even get there, you still have some slowdowns between Murray and South Salt Lake from an earlier crash, still blocking the HOV lane. Eric?
I-15 in Utah County looking good up to a point of the mountain, and then from that point to the south interchange, that's still pretty normal light traffic, in fact, and as well over on the 215 belts on all sides. Len Thomas?
Coming down from Bountiful, you're looking pretty good. About a 15-minute drive on into the Salt Lake City area. A little bit of slowing in North Salt Lake just after the refinery as you make your way toward the downtown ramps. Introducing the new Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. One price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at MercedesFarmington.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And with the 7-day forecast, Dan Guthrie is in the KSL Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington.
Mostly cloudy, up to 36 today. We'll have increasing clouds ahead of our next storm system that moves in the late evening hours heading overnight. It'll start as a rain-snow mix for most valley locations. Snow level is going to be sitting right about at the benches throughout the day on Saturday, and then by the afternoon on Saturday, it's going to drop to the valley floors. We'll have accumulating snow overnight Saturday into Sunday morning. So you'll wake up Christmas morning with, in some places, several inches of snow, as well as flurries to kind of linger around throughout the day. Other than that, we're partly cloudy for the upcoming week, with the exception of Wednesday. Next chance for snow after this one. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, sunny skies, 28 degrees.
I came home yesterday and I said, honey, I think that the carpets look fantastic. He said Zero Res was here. Oh, I didn't know you were having Zero Res come, but of course you are, because our daughter is coming home from Japan. Maybe you had Zero Res come to your house before the holidays, and if not, maybe you're waiting until the gargantuan messes are made during the holidays, and then you're going to start the new year off right with a brand new clean carpet from Zero Res. Zero Res does such a fantastic job on my carpets. I just love when they come. They're the only ones who use the patented empowered water that cleans and sanitizes the carpet, because you know my kids lie around and they're constantly playing video games and, you know, faces right down there on the carpet, and they don't use any of those soaps or shampoos that leave dirt-attracting residue on the carpet. You can call Zero Res and get your carpets clean. They get three rooms clean for just $99. Three rooms for $99. Call today and schedule that appointment. Mention Brian and Amanda at 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-9376.
Have you noticed a lot more men smiling around town? Universal Men's Clinic has treated thousands of patients. That's thousands of happy men who have a greater zest for life. If you don't have the energy, stamina, or strength like you used to, or having problems in the bedroom, you could be our next happy patient. Call us at 801-590-4515. That's 801-590-4515. Or UniversalMen'sClinic.com. A $199 office visit may get you smiling too.
I'm Charles Arakaki, a doctor at the Universal Men's Clinic and a happy patient. I was feeling old and I thought it was my demanding lifestyle. I started feeling loss of energy and stamina. Having treated thousands of patients with low energy and sex drive and seeing them improve, it hit me. My symptoms were similar to my patients. With the modern medicine at Universal Men's Clinic, I'm now enjoying a renewed quality of life.
Call us at 801-590-4515. That's 801-590-4515. Or UniversalMen'sClinic.com.
We are watching Utah's Money. Consumer Reports is raising questions about the battery life on the latest batch of MacBooks. The group says their tests show the batteries were highly inconsistent from one trial to the next. Apple responded to the report saying any customer who has a question about their Mac or its operation should contact AppleCare.
KSL Drives brought to you by the new Jaguar Land Rover downtown Salt Lake, now open. Uber got in a legal fight with the California DMV over permits for self-driving cars, so Uber is responding by taking its test vehicles out of California and moving them to Arizona. Arizona's governor has been a supporter of self-driving technology.
Retailers are trying to clear out their shelves as the last-minute shoppers start to purchase. Macy's and Kohl's say they will keep their stores open round the clock through Christmas Eve.
The Dow just does not want to get any closer to that 20,000 mark. We're down about 9 points here, 19,909. The S&P 500 off by a half a point. The NASDAQ matches that half a point drop.
Both sides on KSL News Radio. It's a feature we do where we look at how the facts and the language included in news stories can affect your perception of the news. And the story we're talking about this morning is the tweet that President-elect Donald Trump sent out where he mentions nuclear weapons. And how the media is handling that particular story is quite interesting. And what's the publication that you have, Tim?
This is from The Telegraph, their online publication. And the problem is sometimes people don't read beyond the headline. And their headline is, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin signal renewal of nuclear arms race with saber-rattling comments. They talk about both presidents fired the starting gun on a new nuclear arms race on Friday, vowing to launch a major increase in their country's arsenals. They go on to quote it, but one of the quotes here says, we can say with certainty we are stronger now than any potential aggressor, anyone. That was Vladimir Putin, which sort of started this whole back and forth.
Right. But that language in the beginning, that sort of coming to conclusion language, is their own.
Of an arms race.
Right, arms race. Here, this is from the Washington Post. Trump tweets about nuclear weapons. That's just a statement of fact. It has raised questions, certainly, but they're not jumping to the next conclusion. The paper writes, President-elect Donald Trump called for an expansion of the United States' nuclear capabilities on Thursday in a tweet that alarmed nonproliferation experts who said that a boost to the U.S. arsenal could fuel global tensions. Later in the article, it talks about Jason Miller is quoted, who's a spokesperson for Trump, and he says he emphasized the need to improve and modernize our deterrent capability. This is his talking about what Trump has to say as a vital way to pursue peace through strength. So more of a factually based article here in the Washington Post.
Yeah, and they just never get to that point of telling, you know, the backstory, I guess, from the Trump administration, the incoming administration.
Right.
And like I said, if all you read was the headline, you'd be probably unnerved.
Left
today.
With a different way. Yeah. And we call it both sides here on KSL News Radio.
I'm Tom Shane, finding out what men want to get their ladies for Christmas. Who's next?
Hi, Tom. This is Ollie. I'm calling for my dad.
Hey, Ollie. What's your dad getting your mom for Christmas?
Need some help. What are your favorites?
Well, this year we created our biggest holiday collection ever, Toyland. And yes, I do have my favorites.
Like what?
Check out our geometric gemstone collection.
Okay.
My favorite's a pendant with amethyst and diamonds for only $250.
Cool.
The matching earrings are only $175. Or I also love our newest diamond pendants designed in four fashionable shapes for just $475. We call them diamond babies.
Aww.
Or how about our necklace with over a dozen diamond halos for around $4,000?
Awesome.
The halo give off more sparkle than anything I've ever seen.
Ooh.
And only Shane Company has them.
Dad, just ask for Tom's favorites.
It's that easy with Toyland. The toys she really wants. Only at Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business.
Hi, I'm Gail Miller, chairman of the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation.
And I'm Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. And we want to pay tribute to our friends and neighbors who go above and beyond every day making life better.
They work to ensure our safety and the safety of our families.
They go the extra mile, do the extraordinary.
They deserve our thanks.
Listen for Beyond the Badge every Monday morning at 6:55 on KSL News Radio.
Please help us honor the outstanding public safety officers who protect and serve Utah communities.
I am very thankful for what you did. It means a lot. Don't forget, great deeds always get rewarded. You've made this the best holiday.
Thank you so much, giving me and my family a better Christmas. Thanks again. Merry Christmas.
Dear KSL, thank you so much with helping me for stuff for Christmas. It helped me so much.
Please donate generously to KSL's Quarters for Christmas at any Utah Techniglass, Deseret Book, or online at KSL.com.
KSL News Time 8:59, Triple Team Traffic, and we have emergency traffic. What's going on, Heather?
Well, we've got a rollover crash northbound I-15. It's right at the top of the on-ramp from 600 North in Salt Lake, and all the cars have now been moved over to the right shoulder, but all lanes of traffic were completely stopped for 10 minutes. That means traffic's backed up into downtown, and it's going to take you an extra 15 minutes to get through there. Eric?
Got a big backup on I-15 thanks to an earlier accident. 3300 South, this is northbound. The backup's now almost to 5300 South in Murray. Len Thomas?
As you make your way through Davis County, pretty good drive. Southbound I-15 taking no time. A little bit of slowing as you head northbound out of I-15 from I-80 on up to Beck Street. We've got an accident over in that area. And I'm Len Thomas with Traffic, KSL Traffic Center.
All right, the weather forecast, increasing clouds, breezy. That'll be the first sign that this front's getting close. The winds are going to pick up out of the southeast about 20 miles an hour. Daytime high today, 36. It'll start as rain and definitely be snow tomorrow and into your Christmas morning.
So are you headed up to the mountains for some skiing this holiday weekend, Tim?
As you know.
Because I know your wife is a major skier. You like to ski too, but Becky is a skier.
She was born on skis, which I joke must have been a painful delivery for her mom and dad. We're going to go do some skiing in the next couple of days. And looking forward to all that new snow. And many people getting new snowboards under the Christmas tree will be nice, too.
So Doug Bride is coming up next. And I know Santa makes an appearance.
Santa makes an appearance beginning at 11 o'clock.
Listen to breaking news wherever you go on the mobile app for KSL. Download from your phone's app store under KSL Radio. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
9 o'clock on the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good morning, I'm Peter Seymour. Our top local story this hour, some stores bustling today. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Toys R Us opened at 6 this morning and remains open for 39 hours straight. Many other stores like Target have extended hours. Walmart says you can buy online through 6 p.m. tonight and be able to pick it up in store tomorrow through 6 p.m. Some places might still deliver through Sunday, Christmas Day.
Some ideas include cash or gift cards and tickets. Memberships and subscriptions can all be given electronically, but of course the best bet is find out where your recipients like to shop. A boy dangled from a chairlift. That fired on its own. And as it moved up the Sundance Mountain Resort, his backpack became stuck as he tried to get off earlier. He hung from his shoulders, and this man recorded video as he tried to keep the boy calm.
Your arms, I understand,
yeah,
are hurting.
Yeah, I can't feel them.
Okay, that's okay, bud. I know your arms are hurting. What I need you to do right now is just take some deep breaths.
The ordeal lasted several minutes, but Ski Patrol responded quickly to stop the lift and rescue the boy. He was not hurt. Lehigh police have recovered a car involved in a short chase this morning, but they're still looking for the driver. Someone called about a suspicious vehicle at a car dealership. The driver sideswiped a patrol car trying to escape. Police later found that stolen car in Draper. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Italian authorities say there is no doubt the man they shot is Anis Amri, the man whose fingerprints were found in the truck that mowed down market goers in Berlin this week.
Two Milan police officers stopped Amri. He was walking alone in the dark on the outskirts of the city at 3 a.m.
Amri pulled out a gun and started shooting, hitting one of the officers in the shoulder. The other officer then killed Amri. And it appears the hijacking of a Libyan plane is over. No one hurt. The airliner diverted to the small island nation of Malta. There are reports that the hijackers are seeking asylum. Your money at this moment. The Dow is down just 13 points to 19,906. S&P 500 even at 2260. NASDAQ down half a point at 5447. Dreams of a white Christmas look like they'll come true. We'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time 902.
Live at KSL.com and right on your phone with the KSL app and in your car, KSL News Radio.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $44 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $44. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $44 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
25% off. You'll save up to 25% off MSRP on your new 2016 Kia Optima LX. Now, during the Holidays on Us sales event at Doug Smith Kia. And each new Kia purchase or lease comes with Doug's two-year no-charge maintenance program. Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 in American Fork. Online at heydoug.net.
Hey, Doug.
MSRP 23120. Several available in stock. Kia Motors Finance required OAC. The all-new 2017 Kia Sorento is available now at Doug Smith Kia. During the Holidays on Us sales event, lease your 2017 Sorento LX for just $237 a month. Each new Kia purchase or lease comes with Doug's two-year no-charge maintenance program. Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 in American Fork. Online at heydoug.net.
Hey, Doug.
Payments plus tax for 39 months OAC. $1,870 due at signing. 10,000 miles annually. No security deposit. Offer expires January 3rd, 2017.